the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Below the surface and in the clear water, mussels abound. In Missouri alone, there are at least 60 species of mussels that are actively keeping our waterways clean. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today on the Missouri State Journal, I have Dr. Chris Barnhart as my guest. He is a distinguished professor of biology at Missouri State University. He's an international expert on mussels and actively helps to replenish populations where they have been depleted. He tells us what role they play unseen.
Freshwater mussels are important in several ways in this country, and you know we've been studying them for almost 30 years here now. They're important ecologically if they're abundant, because they're very effective filter feeders, and they remove bacteria and algae and detritus from the water. And in rivers, that material is actually the base of the food chain. Mussels make it available to other animals because they produce the flesh and the shell, which are eaten by many animals. Mussels are pretty good food for fur-bearing mammals, for example. But they also produce a lot of what we call euphemistically biodeposits, which is the feces and filtered but uneaten material that they gather. And this in turn becomes food for aquatic insects, which are food for fish. And you can really say that mussels are at the base of the food chain in rivers.
Because he's a known entity in this area of research, a former student of Barnhart's sought him out to help solve a problem in New Zealand. 43 of the 115 lakes surveyed there indicated poor ecological conditions. Barnhart explains that while there might be some species that are diminishing or endangered in New Zealand, the project isn't solely about restoring populations. Barnhart's team is concerned with restoring water quality there.
The goal is to reduce the turbidity in lakes that have become turbid through pollution and have flipped from a clear water state with rooted vegetation to a state that's dominated by suspended algae with very few plants stabilizing the bottom, so that in a shallow lake, wind can whip up sediments from the bottom and, you know, make mucky green water, which is not what people like, and it's not the natural state of lakes in New Zealand. But we're hoping that by increasing the populations of mussels artificially, that we can restore the original clear water state dominated by what are called macrophytes, plants that are rooted on the bottom.
Barnhart's team has expertise in mussel culture, which allows them to reliably and efficiently produce thousands of juvenile mussels in the lab at Missouri State. He elaborates on the process for getting the mussels ready for the harsher environment that currently exists in New Zealand.
The bottom conditions in these lakes is not suitable for mussels, so we're going to have to start them out suspended in the water column and then see if we can get the water cleared and the macrophytes started, and then hopefully these semi-captive mussels will seed themselves back into the lake and reestablish a normal bottom-dwelling population.
A single adult mussel can filter more than 1 liter of water per hour, removing algae, bacteria, and suspended sediment, said Barnhart. So he was excited to get to work on stabilizing the environment there. But before beginning the work in New Zealand, Barnhart's team had to meet with leaders of the native people to gain access to the lake. It's a moment he remembers fondly.
The native peoples, the Maori, have very strong cultural and political influence in New Zealand, and they seem very well integrated into the, you know, the culture, which of course is dominated by European influence. But just as a for example, in order to work on a particular lake that we want to work with on Maori land, we had to meet with the Maori and ceremonially ask their permission to invade their lake and do the things we want to do. And that was a really interesting experience and very pleasant one.
So how did the lake get to this stage? Did the poor conditions make it uninhabitable? Or were the mussels harvested without understanding the benefits they provide? Barnhart shares more about the history of New Zealand.
They were definitely abundant, and there's a long cultural tradition of the Maori to feed on mussels. They were at least seasonally an important food source. So the pristine state in New Zealand is much closer historically than you might think. And we do know that there are still places that have very abundant mussel populations and others that have lost them only in the last few decades.
That was Dr. Chris Barnhart. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.